Welcome to Her Comeback, Transforming Your Life After 50. I'm your host, Michelle Thompson. If you've ever whispered to yourself, there has to be more than this, you are in the right place. This show is for women over 50 who have hit their breaking point and are finally ready to stop going at it alone. You've tried the self-help books, the vision boards, the positive thinking, but you're still stuck. And here's what I know. You're not broken. You just need the right support, and that's exactly what you're going to find here. Each week, I'll sit down with incredible women who have transformed their lives. You'll hear their real stories, the messy middle, the breakthrough moments, the practical steps that they took to create the lives that they love, because your lowest moment, it can be your launching pad. So if you're done settling and ready for your comeback, stay with me. Let's discover how other women have made it happen and how you can too. Are you ready? This is Her Comeback. Welcome everyone today. I am so excited, all the way from Los Angeles, California, Natasha McCray. She is the founder of Love CEO Institute. I had the privilege of meeting her at an event earlier this year and asked her if she would join us today. She is a coach, a speaker, an actress, an author, and all of her work is rooted in her own journey of self-discovery and empowerment. So I just feel so blessed to have her with us today. Natasha, welcome.
Hello, I'm excited to be here.
Can you tell our viewers a little bit more about yourself?
It's so fascinating when you ask that question and you hear all the crazy things of being multi-passionate. And this weekend, someone said, without the titles, who are you? They asked that question at an event. And years ago, I stripped that all down because I found myself compartmentalizing myself with all the things. And I like to think of myself as a creative lover of life, of myself, of women, of the collective consciousness that we're all connected. So I'm a creative lover to start.
Yes, that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And then as we go into all the things that I do, it's really important for me to leave this planet and this earth and not leaving any dreams unturned. Yeah. So that's a big deal for me.
And what a beautiful goal. I love that you want to make sure that you have lived fully,
yes,
that you've went in every direction you wanted to go, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me a little bit more about what moment led you to founding the Love CEO Institute, and how did your own journey of self-discovery kind of shape where you are with this work?
Yes. By the age of 30, I was married and divorced twice. And I went into therapy, extensive therapy, and I began to uncover what love really is. Because in therapy, I realized I was a love addict. Never heard that term before. Didn't know that existed. And one of the things in understanding what love addiction was, I said, okay, let me really dive into what exactly is love. So I did all the workshops, I did all the books, I did therapy, and I began to uncover this most beautiful concept of pure love and where it's generated from and where it starts. And at the same time, as an actress, I was writing my one-woman show. So over this 10-year journey, I finally decided to put my one-woman show up. And I had no clue what it would be about, but I had all these monologues written. And one day, God was like, pull out all these monologues, lay them on your living room floor. And I looked at it, and it was Evolution of a Love Addict.
Wow.
And so that's what my one-woman show was about. And after the show, you always do Q&A. And I assumed the Q&A was going to be people asking me about my process or how did I write or getting my director. But the questions that came in were more like group therapy. How do you love again? How do you pick yourself up after divorce? How do you begin to love yourself again? How do you forgive your family for things that you thought were wrong as a child, but as an adult, you realize they were doing the best that they could with the tools they had? So these questions became group therapy, and I would get emails that I would at night go home after the show and I would be replying to emails. And I would be replying with the process that I used to start living the life that I wanted, start designing the life that I wanted. And when I realized that combination of the group therapy after my one woman show and doing the emails and looking at all the things that I had done to get to where I was, that's when I decided I would become a coach. And that's how I started Love CEO Institute, because I truly believed it starts with love. And if we took the concept of business and connected it with love, and we began to treat ourselves with the same type of importance of showing up on time, of having meetings all the time, then I feel like if we can take left and right brain concepts of love and combine the two, we would live more fulfilling lives. And so that's how I created Love CEO Institute. And the very first course was Loving Yourself to Love, which is a course that I still offer here at Love CEO Institute.
Wow, what an amazing journey. And for women over 50 that are looking at their own transformations, how do you feel that your transformation relates to women at this age?
Oh
How
my
does that
goodness.
connect?
Yeah, we're always evolving, right?
Yes.
And I started Love CEO Institute in my early 40s. And the foundation of my company was self-love, self-care. It felt great. It was cushy. I had events at spas and we did all these fabulous things. And I started a whiskey brand. And me and my business partner, we decided we wanted to disrupt the industry with a brand that focuses on women and brings women into the conversation. And we did that at 50 and 60 years old.
Oh, how
And
fascinating.
yes, and so we got accepted into Techstars. And Techstars is a tech accelerator, which is so fascinating, our whiskey brand. And entering Techstars, it was a different lifestyle. A lifestyle that was different from my spa days and retreats and vision board workshops. It became networking, showing up, phone calls, meetings, all these things that was pulling me back into my masculine energy. And my husband was cracking up at me because he would walk in the room and he's like, "Is that you I'm listening to?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm listening to module four of Unapologetically Alpha," because I had to redefine even my self-care plan at 50. I had to redefine that. I was starting a new business at 50 when some, at least back in the day, were thinking, "Okay, what's my retirement plan?" And so I had to consider that since life is fluid, and I am fluid in the sense of we're always ever changing, I had to really dive into this concept that I teach, a methodology called Love Intelligence. And one of the core pillars of Love Intelligence, which I believe we are all born with, is self-awareness. And when you really, and self-awareness can be thrown around, but it's really about relationship with self. If you are having a continuous relationship with self, then you know when things change. So I have had to completely transform as my life transforms, as my circumstances transform. I've had to dive into continuing that conversation and dialogue with myself. Understanding what worked for me 6 years ago isn't working for me in this moment. And when I knew that, and I have a huge toolbox, I was able to open that toolbox and pull things out that could help me navigate this new life of being in a highly masculine environment, or this new life of being in menopause and the things that come with that. So it made life a lot easier when I understand that I am always transforming, so that I don't get stuck in the, "Oh, I should have, oh, I couldn't have, oh, I should be."
I
Life
love
after,
that.
I
love that message. It's because it's so true. And because I know on my own personal journey, I'll do some work and I'm like, okay, I've got that self-awareness. I feel like I know where I am and who I am. But then some time passes and then all of a sudden, I don't have that same comfort level. So what is it? How do you keep in touch with that? What is, you talk about tools and your toolbox. Is there something that works for you to keep that contact with yourself?
Yeah, so I have a course that I created, and it's a self-care for high achieving women, because I believe there's a different level of self-care, or we look at self-care a little differently. And it's really about building that blueprint of self-care, and it's in depth. It goes far beyond the physical self-care, which most of us, when we think about self-care, we think about the bubble baths, the massages, but it dives into like your mental, your emotional, your physical, your spiritual self-care, your financial self-care. And so when you just begin to ask yourself certain questions or dive into that, you create a blueprint that covers all the different aspects of self-care. Because if you're doing self-care and you're not being rejuvenated, then something, you're there, there's a discrepancy. And so what I've done over the years is I've created these blueprints for myself. And in creating the blueprint of my self-care, that's where I start. Like my self-care, whenever I'm creating a goal or I'm going after these dreams that I have, self-care is right in alignment with the tasks that need to get done. And I generally lay that foundation first. And with the understanding that my self-care blueprint that I had prior to 2023 was not the self-care blueprint I had by the end of 2023. It is not the self-care blueprint that I have right now in 2025. So it's becoming so in tune with yourself that you can have that conversation, like you said, Michelle, when you're sitting there and you're like, oh, it's just not feeling right for me. But you can have that conversation and you can ask yourself the question, what do I need right now that can help me navigate this time that I'm in? And surprisingly, if you get quiet and ask that yourself that question, we are intuitive beings and the answer will come to you. It will. But what happens is we get conditioned to second guess it. Oh no, it's not that. Oh, it's not that. Oh no, maybe it wasn't that. But we have an answer. What do I need right now to help me navigate this? And so, with that being said, I have that self-care blueprint that is one of my major tools, and that self-care blueprint can shift and ebb and flow at any given moment. And I understand that. So when I'm feeling, it's not saying I don't have moments where I feel off or I don't have moments where I'm doubting myself. It's not saying I don't have those moments. It's that I can look at myself in the mirror and give myself grace and accept what I'm feeling, not try to brush it under the rug. And then after I am in acceptance of what I'm feeling, I can also mother myself and say, well, what do you need in this moment?
I love that. Such a beautiful practice, it sounds like, that you're describing. So, for women that have spent so many years taking care of other people, whether it was kids or a spouse or partner, and they really want to start this journey, but this is really new territory for them, how, just taking that first step and some type of maybe a daily practice of self-care. What other thoughts might you share about that?
Yes, it is very challenging when you've created the mind maps of everyone else comes first and that your needs are not a priority. It can be a challenge. And I had a client who came to me. She, on paper, everything looked amazing. She had the career, she had worked up the corporate ladder, she had two kids going into high school, one was graduating, and she just was not feeling fulfilled. And she didn't really have a solid self-care plan. And one of the very first things I remember, this was in our first session, I had her open up her calendar and block 2 hours on the calendar. And she's like, okay, so efficient. What am I blocking it for? And I said, absolutely nothing. And she almost like clutched her pearls. She was like, what? This makes absolutely no sense. And so the very first step, which now after working with that client, a lot of my clients go through, is taking a 2-hour block out of your calendar for absolutely nothing for yourself. You don't have to, the first phase is I don't have to be doing, but it's your time. And you can get into that 2 hours and then decide, what is it? Am I going for a walk? Oh, do I want to go get my hair done? I haven't had done in 10 years.
And it's a switch, I think, from doing to just being. Can I
Yes.
just be and not have
Yeah.
to do?
Yeah. And that is hard. It's harder than you think. Some of you might be listening to this and think, oh, that's so easy. Try it right now. And I'll tell you how easy it is. The other thing that has been helpful as well, because I have my clients go on I call it a detox from yes. And what that means is just taking a week to say no. Now that's even more challenging.
Oh, I bet for sure.
Even things, and I don't mean saying no to yourself or saying no to things that bring you joy. And you also have to ask that question, does this bring me joy or am I looking for approval? That's a hard pill to swallow. But it's say no. If someone says, hey, can you pick me up here? No. And you don't have to have an answer. It's just like, no, I can't do that this week.
It's an
And
empowering, right? Like just being able
yes.
to say, no, I can't, and then be able to step back, and that's
Yeah.
huge. It's a
And it's
huge
going
step.
to feel weird at first.
Yes.
It's going to feel challenging. It's going to feel weird. You're going to feel guilty. You might even have some people who want to guilt you. If you don't want to pick someone up, you could be sitting on your couch for all I care. It does not matter. You don't
You don't
have to do things just
have to
because
give them
there
a
is time.
reason. You don't have to say, oh, I'm not going to do this because. No, you can just, there's no because. You just, I'm not going to do this, you
Yes.
know?
And then there's a third one, just because I'm a coach, so this is always exciting because I always want to walk you through processes. But the third one would be to sit down, set a timer, and brainstorm, stream of consciousness, all the things that bring you joy. And if you cannot think of anything in this moment, think of the last time you felt joy. And you may need to go back to when you were a child, playing with your dolls felt joy, picking flowers felt, whatever it is, brainstorm, stream of consciousness, what brings me joy?
That is wonderful. I love that practice. And I know from my own personal experience that at one time that was really hard for me. I'm like, oh my God, what do I like? What does make me happy? And it's taking some time in my own journey of getting in touch with myself and better understanding me to say, yes, I like this. I don't like that, but I like this. And just truly knowing me.
And for me, I have to do that periodically. Just because I know what brings me joy and I wrote that down and I'm saying it and I'm doing the things there, sometimes it gets stale and rusty in life. You're on the journey and you're just ticking those boxes off your to-do list and you have to revisit it. You have to take a moment and revisit it. And I do revisit that often.
So important, so important. So, how does developing this self-love that we're talking about change the dynamics of your existing relationships? What do you think about that, with whether it's with a partner or your kids or friends? What are your thoughts?
I truly believe you are the blueprint of how people treat you. And that was one of the toughest things I had to accept in when I was in therapy, because we look at the external all the time of, oh, this person is doing that. Oh, they did this, they did that. If you created the blueprint of how you should be treated, meaning treating yourself the way you should be treated, everyone else will fall in line.
That's great. That is so beautiful. I love that. And I know it's true. I know from my own experience, it's like for me, boundaries. If I put a boundary up that this is something that's acceptable to me, or this is something that is not acceptable to me, and I stick to it, it's just like you say, people will fall in line. I've established a boundary. It's going to go the direction that I'm driving it, right?
Yeah, and you have to trust it. I'll never forget, I had a colleague who's a really close friend of mine now, and she was going out with a group of women, and some people asked, "Oh, where's Natasha?" And she's like, "Oh yeah, Natasha doesn't do this type of thing." And it was because they were being really gossipy. And these are fabulous women, but when that particular group got together, they were really gossipy, or they steered on the negative skew of life. I choose the side of the statistic I want to be on, not saying that the other side that I don't want to be on doesn't exist, and not saying the other side I don't want to be on I haven't been in. However, I tend to focus on the side of the statistic that I want to be in. And so my friend responded to those women, and she was like, "Yeah, Natasha doesn't do this kind of stuff." And almost when she first said that, I did almost at first think, "Wow, they didn't invite me. I don't get it." And then I paused for a second. I was like, "You're dang straight. Thank you so much for sparing me." And I love that. And we became like the best of friends because she invites me to a whole bunch of other stuff, but she knows which group. And I don't want to rain on other people's parade. If they need to do group therapy and complain about the world, then, then go right ahead. But she knew which side I was going to be on because that's how I treated myself.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's an excellent example. And that, to me, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
So, for someone that says, "This is all great, everything we've talked about, it's just too late for me. I've lived a lot of my life and I just don't think this could work for me." How would you respond to that?
It's never too late. If your organs can regenerate after so many months, if your skin, what is it, like 10 days or something, your skin regenerates, we were built to regenerate. It is in our DNA. Our brains regenerate. It is in our DNA. And so it is never too late. I wasn't like all the tools I'm talking about and this ideas of my perfect toolbox. And I wasn't always in that. I chose the wrong guy, men, up until the age of 38. I was always choosing, or 35, I was always choosing the wrong guy. I was married and divorced twice by the age of 30. Yeah, so here I am in this space of failed businesses, and I can't make the right decisions. And you can always regenerate. No matter how long it's been, it is never too late. And I know that might sound so simple that it's never too late, but I always like to think of the concept. Everything regenerates. You clip your fingernails today, they're going to grow. So
That's right.
it's in your DNA to continue to grow. It's in your DNA to continue to shift and evolve. And it's all about surrender. That's what it is.
That's so true. So
Yeah.
true. Letting go of those things that don't serve us,
Yeah.
right? Whatever attachment or whatever the circumstances. So true. So if there's one piece of wisdom you wish every woman over 50 knew about her power and potential, is there anything that you would say to that?
Well, first, I always like to let people know that they are the most important piece to the puzzle of their life. Your well-being, your self-care will be reflected in your finances. It'll be reflected in your relationships. And if you choose to put yourself first, everything else will fall in line. And I like to give the example of, they always say give from a full cup. But imagine there's a cup sitting on a saucer and you're pouring water into that cup. You only give from the overflow that has poured over into the saucer. So you have to fill your cup to where it is overflowing and everyone else gets what's in the saucer. They don't get from the cup.
Yes.
And I would just challenge everyone to walk through life day to day, wake up in the morning and say, how can I fill my cup today?
Yes.
How can I fill my cup?
Making yourself a priority, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that
You're
is
gonna get,
great.
your family's gonna get the most amazing parts of you. They're gonna get this overflow. Your friends are gonna get the most amazing parts of you. One example is if I go try to hang out with friends when I'm depleted, I am not that cool. I'm not
No,
that
neither
cool.
am
No. Yeah, I'll put on the
I.
front, you put
No.
on the happy face, but I am so much more fun when my cup is so overflowing, where I might have missed the last two events because I was depleted, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm pouring into myself today. And when I get to them, finally, they're getting the overflow. That's fun. That's the
Yes, it
fun,
is.
Natasha.
That's right. It's when I'm creative, I'm not held back by fears or anything. I am just there, present in the moment and enjoying it.
Yeah,
Yes.
you're not thinking, oh my goodness, I should be at home doing this thing. Oh, I forgot to put that in the dryer. You're not doing any of that.
That's right. That's exactly right. What great wisdom. And I so appreciate you sharing your experience and part of your journey with us today. What would be a way or the best way for anyone to, if they wanted to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I say, it's so funny. I've turned into a millennial, I think. I say, go to my Instagram and DM me.
All right. There you go.
Natasha McCray. I'm Natasha McCray anywhere. You can go to my website, natashamccray.com, and DM me as well. But I say, go to IG and DM me. And I have a couple of links to free self-care rituals, and I make sure that you have that.
What, just one more thing before we close. I was just thinking with the launch of your new brand, the whiskey, what's the next step there? Where is that going?
Yeah, so Jackson McCrae, we got into market October 2023. And just the beginning of this year, we are now in all California Total Wines, as well as some other wine and spirit shops around California. And we're also available e-commerce in 46 states. So if you go to Jackson McCrae Whiskey, then you can see the link of everywhere that we are available, or if you're not in the state of California, you can order it.
Wonderful. That is so exciting. I'm so happy for you. And you're such a beautiful example of someone who has truly recreated their life in every way and being true to yourself and not being held back by any fears, going after those things you want to go after. And I'd love to see that. I'd love to see women who are unafraid to just be them, be in that space and just go for it, whatever it is.
I thank you so much. I had someone ask me one time, what is your greatest fear? And I said, I'm a fear itself. Fear itself is so paralyzing, and that freaks me out. And sometimes that works in my favor, and other times I jump the gun because I'm like, I don't want to get paralyzed, and it might be too soon. But I'd rather err on that side than looking up 5, 10 years from now and having a laundry list of things that I didn't believe in myself enough to go after.
Oh, I'm right there with you. It's so true. Thank you again so much, Natasha. You're wonderful. I know that our listeners are going to get so much out of everything that you have shared with us today. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am truly grateful that you chose to listen in, and I hope that this conversation sparked something meaningful for you. Please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review. It helps other women to find us who need to hear these stories too. And if you know someone who is ready for their own comeback, share this episode with them. I'd love to connect with you beyond the podcast. Visit me at hercomebackpodcast.com. That's hercomebackpodcast.com to learn more about how we can work together. I have a gift for you. Get your free copy today of 5 Powerful Shifts to Reclaim Your Life. Remember, your comeback story is waiting to be written. The question isn't, can I transform my life? The question is, are you ready? Let's go.